Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Another day where rent caps are on the front page. It looks like they're going to rush through the rent caps in the coming weeks. That's according to the Irish Independent. The government will scramble to make the entire country a rent pressure zone within weeks, because now they're worried that landlords would increase rents before the changes to the rent cap rules. Because if you're in a rent pressure zone, you can only increase rents by up to 2% per year. So the government now rushing to get this through. A member of the Housing Commission is apparently questioning why rent pressure zones are not being extended immediately to discourage rent increases in the meantime. Similar story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The government is scrambling to fast-track legislation to expand rent pressure zones nationwide because they're trying to save more than 11,000 renters from rent hikes. The new measures were planned to take effect from the 1st of March next year, but now they're hoping that they'll be in effect in the next few weeks instead. Irish Times goes with Beaumont Hospital on the front page. National Treatment Purchase Fund suspending funding for an initiative aimed at tackling waiting lists at Beaumont Hospital. The NTPF said yesterday it had paused funding for what's known as insourcing arrangements at a public hospital on foot of a potential financial irregularities. And it turns out Beaumont Hospital is having its funding suspended to try and tackle its waiting list. That funding would have tackled that, but that has been suspended. Irish Examiner tells us it's a very nervous time for illegal Irish immigrants in the US, the undocumented Irish. Apparently there's anxiety among them because they're worried that they could be sent to Guantanamo Bay. Essentially, Ireland's Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed it has engaged with the Trump administration regarding the possibility of moving illegal immigrants to Guantanamo Bay, which is the US-run Cuban prison. There was some media reports yesterday, and the Department of Foreign Affairs now working with the White House on this. But apparently there's real fear among the Irish in America that they'll be sent to Guantanamo Bay. That's also the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Irish fear Guantanamo Bay stay. The undocumented Irish in the US face deportation to Guantanamo Bay as Donald Trump ramps up his war on immigrants. And a lawyer has told the Irish Daily Mirror there's no special category for the Irish. Basically, us Irish, we're not special. We're going to be treated the same as everyone else. And if you're deemed to be an illegal immigrant, you could be sent to Guantanamo Bay. So quite a nervous time there. The Irish Sun says parents of kids suffering from a rare condition yesterday marched on the Dáil, calling for a new game-changing drug to be introduced here. This is Duchenne muscular dystrophy, an incurable disease that mainly affects young boys and can eventually cost them their ability to walk. And there's a photograph on the front of the Sun of brothers Connor and Dean Thompson, who both live with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and they need that drug. Our boys don't have time to wait, is the headline on the Sun. Now, inside the papers, good news, our electricity bills are going up. Irish Independent tells us household electricity bills will increase by at least €83 a year, because we've to pay for a major upgrade for the country's power system. The energy regulator has been asked to approve a price hike that would enable funding of between 10 and 13 billion euro over the next 5 years. And basically that means that we'd all have to pay €1.60 extra a week, which is €83 a year, or €415 over the 5 years. That's for the lower cost of 10 billion. So we're going to have to pay at least €83 a year to fund this big upgrade of the power system. News Talk Breakfast are going to be talking about car bonnets later this morning. It's in a number of the papers today. I'll just give you one example. The Irish Times: the height of Irish car bonnets is increasing every year, putting pedestrians' lives at risk. And this is a report by Transport and Environment, which is a Brussels-based group, and they have found that the average car bonnet height of new cars rose from 77 centimetres in 2011 to 83 centimetres in 2024. And that's the same as other EU countries as well. And basically at that height, children are invisible and pedestrians are at risk. And as I say, there'll be more about that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. But I was looking in Nace last night when I was going downtown and everyone seems to be driving an SUV, these big high bonnets. They're all in the big Jeeps. Many of them not herding cattle and not driving in rural Ireland. They probably live in housing estates. Is there a need for the big high-up Jeeps? France is bringing in a social media ban for under 15s. This is in the Times of London. They're trying to stop teenage violence, really, because there was a teaching assistant who was stabbed to death by a 14-year-old outside a school in France on Tuesday. And now the French president, Emmanuel Macron, is going to introduce a ban on social media for under 15s if Brussels fails to do so across the EU. France, Denmark and Greece are pushing for a European-wide age limit. The European Commission a bit slow to act on this, so now it looks like France are going to do their own thing. Lots of news of bans in the papers today. The Star tells us Westlife have exciting plans for their upcoming 25th anniversary. Westlife on the go 25 years. Mark Feely won't be joining them because he has health issues. But they are launching their 25th anniversary celebrations. There's no details on what the celebrations are, but just that they have plans to celebrate their 25 years. Also, Liam Gallagher is in the Star from Oasis, and he says that they wasted precious time apart. So himself and his brother were fighting for 15 years, magically got back together when money was thrown at them, and he says it was a shame that they wasted precious time apart. And two final stories for you. One from The Sun. 8 hours sleep is an absolute myth, apparently. The need to sleep for 8 hours is a myth. Researchers have found that the average amount of sufficient shut eye varies between countries. People in France need the most sleep. They need 7 hours, 52 minutes of sleep. People in Japan need 6 hours, 18 minutes of sleep. And according to this research, there's no evidence that more sleep leads to better health. And this is research to do with 5,000 people. I think a solid 6 hours is probably enough. But anyway, they say 8 hours is a lie. You don't need it. And finally, if you're going into work today, don't call your colleagues lads, because using the phrase lads in the workplace counts as sexual harassment, according to an employment tribunal. Basically, if you use the term lads in a workplace where women are present, that could be seen as harassment. The use of the noun to refer to a mixed workforce may be unwanted conduct based on biological sex. This was a big ruling. Someone won a case over their boss using the phrase lads when discussing the performance of a female colleague.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.